The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Yutes. In our list of psulim la'avoida that we have by us in the Mishnah, we have also mechus begodim. So it's an opportunity to discuss bechlal v'nyonim abig dekunim, specifically legabe the psul la'avoida of mechus begodim. We have now a few shirim ahead of us, Bez Hashem, on that. And that'll go together with also Rechutz Yodayim, not Loi Rechutz Yodayim Raglayim, which is also something necessary in order the Kohen, even though the Kohen himself is kosher, there's nothing about him that's possible, but he's missing the proper Hachono, the proper Darga, in order to do Hein the Begodim, and Hein that he should be a Rechutz Yodayim Raglayim. As far as Bigdei Kuna is concerned, let's open up a Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam counts as one of the mitzvahs, say, mitzvah lamed gimel, lil boish bigdei kohuna. The kohen gadol ches begadim, shmoy begadim, the kohen hedid four begadim. And the Ramban says, no, the mitzvah, say, there's a separate mitzvah, say, no, there's a mitzvah do the avoido. The Torah is megalah that a necessary prerequisite, a heksher for the avoido, is that the kohen should be in bigdei kohuna. B'loshna gemara, Bigdei kohuna aleihem kohun nasum aleihem. When is the kohen imbued with the proper kedushas kohuna in order to perform the avoida? When is wearing bigdei kohuna? So memela, it's not a mitzvah say. There's a love of doing the avoida in a state of psul, in a state of not having the begodim. That's all the begodim are. The begodim are the hechsher for avoida. Not a separate mitzvah say. Kisha la'atzmai. More so, you ask the kasha. He says, if there's a mitzvah saying wearing the begodim, l'chara, each wearing of begodim should constitute a separate mitzvah. There should be one mitzvah of shmoyne begodim, one mitzvah of arba begodim, and another third mitzvah, he says, for big day lovan that are worn only on b'kayin god will be yom kippurim. So the pshan the Rambam has to be, and this is the way the Briskerov says it, that even according to the Rambam, the wearing of the big day kun is shayich ta'avoida. Now, it's not that it's just a lav if he's oivid without begodim, there's a mitzvah say. What's that mitzvah say? The mitzvah say is to, for the kohen to put himself in a state where he's royal avoida, to be machshir himself to do the avoida. The same way the shechita of a korban is a mitzvah, because it's machshir to do the avoida sadam, the kabbalah eloch zriko, so too the wearing of the bigdei kuna is machshir the kohen kunas malem to do the avoida. So, since the ultimate purpose is the hechsher lo avoida, every avoida is its own mitzvah. There's no separate mitzvah for each separate hechsher. The fact that each avoida, each oivid needs his own hechsher. Kohen Gadol needs 8. Kohen Hedi needs 4. Kohen Gadol B'yom HaKippur needs Big Day Lovan. Doesn't change the klal of what it is. The klal of what it is a hechsher for the avoida. And the avoida of Yom Kippur and the avoida that Kohen Gadol has, the avoida of Kohen Hedi are all separate mitzvahs. So not the wearing of the begodim itself, doesn't have to be 3 separate mitzvahs. That's a chayav pshat in the Rambam. Open up a Michas Chinuch, a mitzvah tzadik tes, Sif Yud Gimel, where he brings from the Rambam in Perek Yud Klei Mikdash a Seder Levisha, that the Torah says, but on the Avneid for the Michnasayim, and the Avneid, and so on. That Seder Avoida is Bikpeda. We understand that it's not just that there's a mitzvah of Levisha, for the kohen to be lovush for bigdei kuna. But the putting on of the bigdei kuna is a maisa of hechsher avoida has to be done with the proper tzur. What's problematic with the sheet of the Rambam is that there's a Rambam that seems to contradict mamash everything we just said. The Rambam in Hilchus Klei Mikdosh, Perches, brings down the Gemara says that the avnate, maybe the mitznefes, were made out of klei. And the Kohen wore klayim, even though shatnis. The Kohen wore shatnis, because there's a kosuf, that he wore shatnis b'shasu avoido. Toisus in Yevam is tavhei, l'chor it seems to be inherent in the Gemara over there, is that that hetu is asei dechaloi sasei. Yovai asei of levishas b'gdikunu, v'yidchaloi sasei of shatnis. Now on the one hand, it would be mavur l'chor that levishas b'gdei kohanim is mitzasei. It's not a kash on the Ramban, because the Ramban will hold that it doesn't have to be the whole a separate mitzvah. It's a part of mitzvah zavayda. The same way mitzvah zavayda, if you have to shech to come, you do it on Shabbos. Putting on the begodim, even though it has Shabbos, is also what's necessary in terms of asay, of the avoyda being doicha the lois asay of Shabbos. The problem is that the Rambam, like we said in Klei Mikdash, Perches, says that the Heter Klayim is only mamish while he's b'shas avoida. The Ravid says no. The Ravid argues, and the Ravid says no, even the Klayim when he's not, he doesn't have to take off the begadim immediately. Even when it's shaloi b'shas avoida, is a Heter Klayim. Now, l'choira, on face value, what are they arguing? The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of the imperative that said of wearing big dekuna, there's nothing inherent in wearing the big dekuna, which is a mitzvah. It's only al tzavoyda. Smell only mishal tzavoyda. The rabbi holds no. The rabbi holds is a mitzvah of the kahanim wearing big dekuna. The problem is that we just said that the Rambam is the one who holds pum faker. The Rambam is the one who holds that there's a mitzvah of putting on the begodim even shaloi mishal tzavoyda kenzayin. As a hechshu to do the avoda, but lamaisa is a mitzvah of putting on the begodim. So if anything, the Rambam is soisim mishnosoi minei ubei. So l'choiru, what you have to say in the Rambam is anyways, something logical. The Rambam says that the heter, the wick, to have the klayim on is only b'shas avoda. But the kohen wasn't standing next to the mizbech, he put on the begodim and toichi de'dibu, he did the avoda. Behechrach, that what he means b'shas avoda is he's putting it on and he's walking towards the avoda. He's putting it on for avoda. And that's not that he's after the avoda. He doesn't have to take it off automatically. The Rambam understands that since the mitzvah is l'tzoruch avoda, the mitzvah is kol zman that he's putting it on l'shoros b'avoda when he's walking away from the avoda. But only then. The Ravid is faced with a problem. If anything, the Ravid holds like the Rambam. The Ravid holds that the mitzvah is not to be maksha oneself, putting on big tikkun in order to do the avodah, but the mitzvah is the avodah itself. In Cain, we have a problem. If the mitzvah is the avodah, l'chor he had to put it on at least a second before. By the way, there's a klal on Eser Dechaloseh say. The Eser Dechaloseh is only when it's be'idna, only when it's bo'iser rega. If the kiyumah say is after the loseh starts, we don't say, I said, the Loisa said, the Loisa stands itself. L'chor over here, you put on the Shabbos at least a millisecond before the Avodah. So the rival will have to learn out from their Behechrach that there's a special heter of Klayim in Bignei Kuhuna. And that heter of Bignei Kuhuna, Klayim Bignei Kuhuna is not the regular, I said, the Loisa. When you're being Mekayim, I say, then you could wear the Klayim, then you could be over the Loisa. But it's a Hutim Mechlolo. It's a Hutim Mechlolo similar to the concept that you have by Yevomo. Tosfos, in many places in Yevomo, seems to imply that the heter of a Yevom to be Baal Eishas Ochel V'chatz Chiv Koros is Al Yevom Mitzvah Saseh Di Yibum V'yidcha Loi Saseh De Eishas Ach, and still, B'yishniyaz Muteres Muteres Shiz Muteres Loi. The Torah is Mater her not only when he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum, but Loi Siyel Yisho. And the pshat is that the Torah might have been matter in the context of mitzvah saseh, but in that context, the Torah totally removed the lav of eshesach. So over here also, when we have to say, since it's not mamish b'idno, we'll have to say that the Torah was totally matter shatness in the context of bigdei kohuna. The truth of the matter is that the same thing you have by tzitzis. L'choira, Aseh Dechaloseh is only B'idna, like we said, and still there's a whole discussion, the reason why the Gemara says in later on in Menachos, and Sugis in the beginning of Yevomis, and other places, Ksubis Dafmem, is the reason why there is a heter, a weird claim, that if the beged is made out of tzemer, and the tzitzis are made out of pishton, the reason why it's mutter, l'choira shatnes, one beged with shatnes, the reason why it's mutter is because Yove Aseh, of Levisha Tzitzis V'yitcha Loisaseh. The problem is, and not always the person Mekayim the Mitzvah. What about at night? If you hold Tzitzis, Laila loves Man Tzitzis. Old discussion back and forth in the Gemara. Is there a Sedech Loisaseh? L'chor there is a Sedech Loisaseh. And over there, Tais says also. Tais beginning Yevomis, Tais Yusim Menachis, that the Pshat is the Torah was Megala, that the whole Issur of Tzitzis doesn't exist. Sorry, the Issur of Shatnas doesn't exist in Tzitzis Bechlau. You have to say the Torah was matured based on the predicate of Aseh Dechaloseh, but not that there's a functional two things meet up, so it has to be B'shas Maisa. The B'shas, the Heftza, the Mitzius of Tzitzis does not have in it the love of Klayim. The Big Day Kuhunu do not have in them, that's the way the Ravid will learn, the Big Day Kuhunu do not have in them the love of Shatnes. And the same shahs by Noshim. What happens if Noshim would want to put on tzitzis? Women are mitzuvah in shatnes. They're not mechuyev in tzitzis. So chayil would be, there's no esed there. Chalos is saying, that's one of the discussions over there, whether we say no, but since it's tzitzis, tzitzis mekayim the mitzvah. So mel, in tzitzis, in the beged of tzitzis with which you mekayim the mitzvah of, v'osalachem tzitzis, there is no din klein, there's no din shatnes. As always, there's a deeper concept also lying behind the regular halacha. And the same way by Eshesach, the fact that it's not just that there's an assay, a kiyum mitzvah is mechayev the loisei to step aside, but the pshat is that when in the world of Yibum, the world of Yibum, Taisus defines the world of Yibum as one brother taking over the position of his brother. So it's not Eshesach. He's stepping into the marriage of his brother. It's also true on a deeper concept, on a deeper level, the concept of Beis Hamikdash and Tzitzis, that these two places are a deeper world where the concept of Shatness and what it represents doesn't exist. Well, Mirtz Hashem will say in a future share, we'll say what the Oymik of Bigdei Kahuna is and we'll understand.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.